Welcome back to Between the Lines. We hope you enjoyed that break, because we're diving back into the depths of Scripture with more enlightening discussions. Join us now as we continue our journey.
And in the mountains, Shemir and Jittir and Sokob, and Dana and Kirjes Shanah, which is Debri, and Anab, and Eshtemoth, and Anim, and Goshen, and Holon, and Giloth, 11 cities with their villages, Aram, and Dumah, and Eshtelan, and Janim, and Beth-Tepuna, and Aphakan, and Humtah, and Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron and Zior, 9 cities with their villages, Maon, Carmel, and Zippah, and Jutta, and Jeriel, the Jokadim, and Zanoah, Cain, Gibeah, Timnia, 10 cities in their villages, Halhul, Beth-Zur, and Gidor, and Merath, and Beth-Anor, and Ekon, cities with their villages, Kirjath-Baal, which is Kirjath-Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 cities with their villages, in the wilderness of Beth-Arbi, Midin, and Sikah. You remember the last time we read through the Bible, Jonathan? Mm-hmm. I would look ahead and tell you to read the next page.
Yes, yes. Yes, I do.
No hard feelings, right?
No, because I know.
And Nibshan and the city of Salt, and Engedi, cities, 6 cities in their villages. As for Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah could not drive them out. But the Jebusites dwell with the children of Judah at Jerusalem unto this day. What just happened there? God said, drive all of them out. This is the tribe of Judah. This is Jesus Christ's line. Mm-hmm. You know, Caleb just said, give me that mountain. I know there's giants on it, but God is with me. I'll go and do it. What's going on with Judah? Judah's got some doubt there. Said he couldn't drive them out, or just didn't drive them out. So it says they dwell with them today, and there will be problems there forever. God said, you drive them all out, or there will be thorns in your sides. They didn't listen. Chapter 16, book of Joshua. The lot of the children of Joseph fell from Jordan by Jericho under the water of Jericho on the east of the wilderness that goeth up from Jericho throughout Mount Bethel. Goeth out from Bethel to Luz, and passes along under the borders of Archai unto Ataroth, and goeth down westward to the coast of Jelaphtai unto the coast of Beth-horon, and neither at Gezer, and goings out therefore at the sea. So the children of Joseph, Manasseh and Ephraim, took their inheritance. And the border of the children of Ephraim according to their families was thus: even the borders of their inheritance on the east side was Ashtaroth-Adar unto Beth-horon, the upper. And the border went out toward the sea in Mechem-thah on the north side. And the border went about westward to Nathshiloh, and passed by unto the east to Janoha. And it went down to Janoha at Ataroth and at Narath, and came to Jericho, and went out at Jordan. The border went out from Tepua westward unto the river Kenna. And the goings out thereof were at the sea. This is the inheritance of the tribe of children of Ephraim by their families. And the separate cities for the children of Ephraim were among the inheritance of the children of Manasseh, all the cities with their villages. And they drave not out the Canaanites that dwell in Gezer, but the Canaanites dwell among the Ephraimites unto this day, and serve under tribute. So there it again. The second tribe that refused to do God's orders and drive out the inhabitants of the land. Here with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible on WBFF 97.7, knee deep in the book of Joshua. Some laborious reading portions, but there are important things to glean from these portions where it just is listing cities and borders and all. And we see here the tribe of Judah did not follow God's commands and drive out the inhabitants of the land. And the tribe of Joseph, Manasseh, did not drive, and Ephraim did not drive out the children of the land. And God said, they will be thorns in your side. If you do what I tell you, you will be blessed forever. If you don't do what I tell you, you will be cursed forever. They've just brought a cursing onto their tribe. Chapter 17. There was also a lot for the tribe of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph, to wit, for Machir, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, because he was a man of war. Therefore, he had Gilead and Bashan. It was also a lot for the rest of the children of Manasseh by their families, for the children of Abiezer, and for the children of Helek, and for the children of Asriel, and for the children of Shechem, for the children of Hepner, and for the children of Shemedah, which were the male children of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, by their families. But Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Mecher, the son of Manasseh, had no sons. This is the one I spoke of earlier, where he had no sons, and the daughters will inherit for the first time, because they had seen the writing on the wall, and they asked Moses years ago, when we go there, our father has no sons. Will you let us inherit and keep his name going? And he said, yes. He just put some rules on there that they could not marry out of the family and that the land must remain in the family. But daughters, and these are the names of his daughters, Mahlah and Noah and Hoglah and Milcah and Tirzah. And they came near before Eleazar the priest, or Joshua the son of Nun, before the princes, saying, the Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brethren. Therefore, according to the commandment of the Lord, he gave them an inheritance among the brethren of their father. There fell 10 portions to Manasseh beside the land of Gilead and Bashan, which were on the side of Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh had an inheritance among his sons, and the rest of Manasseh's sons had the land of Gilead. And the coast of Manasseh was from Asher, Michmiathah, and lieth to Shechem, and the border which went along the right hand of the inhabitants of En-Tappuah. Now Manasseh had the land of Tappuah, but Tappuah on the border of Manasseh belonged to the children of Ephraim. And the coast descended unto the river Kenath, southward to the river. These cities of Ephraim are among the cities of Manasseh. The coast of Manasseh also was on the north side of the river, and the outgoings of it were at the sea. Southward it was Ephraim's, and northward it was Manasseh's, and the sea is his border. And they met together in Asher on the north, and in Issachar on the east. Manasseh had in Issachar and in Asher Beth Shean and her towns, and Ibleam and her towns, and the inhabitants of Dor and her towns, and the inhabitants of Endor and her towns, and the inhabitants of Tanech and her towns, and the inhabitants of Megiddo and her towns, even 3 countries. Yet the children of Manasseh could not drive out the inhabitants of those cities, but the Canaanites would dwell in that land. So we're at tribe number 3 that did not follow God's instructions. These people are falling apart. As they're divided up and given their inheritance, they just become lackluster and do not. Maybe they're weary of war. You know, it's estimated that they took the land anywhere from 5 to 20 years. Maybe they're weary of war, but they don't follow God's instructions. Yet it came to pass, when the children of Israel were waxing strong, that they put the Canaanites to tribute, but did not utterly drive them out. Let's just make slaves of them and leave them here. Yeah. But you know, that sounds like a good economic thing to me, Jonathan.
Yeah, that's a lot better than just killing everybody.
Yeah. But the problem is, your daughters are going to start taking them for husbands, and their daughters are going to start becoming wives of your sons, and you're mixing with the seed of the serpent that God told you to get rid of. And the children of Joseph spake unto Joshua, saying, why hast thou given me but one lot and one portion to inherit, seeing I am a great people, for inasmuch as the Lord hath blessed me hitherto? And Joshua answered them, thou be a great people, then get thee up to the wood country, and cut down for thyself there in the land of Perizzites and of the giants, if Mount Ephraim be too narrow for thee. And the children of Joseph said, the hill is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites that dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron. Oh, doubt. Oh, there we go. Just like the 10 spies came back. Oh, they have chariots of iron. But why didn't they pay attention to what Caleb just done? Mm-hmm. I can do it. God is with me. And he went up there and he done it. I guarantee he didn't lose a single man. But they who are in Beth Shean and her towns, and they who are in the valley of Jezreel, and Joshua spake unto the house of Joseph, even to Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, thou art a great people, and as great power thou shalt not have one lot only. The mountain shall be thine, for it is a wood, and thou shalt cut it down, and outgoings of it shall be thine. Thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, thou and they that have iron chariots, and though they be strong. We're talking about millions of people here now. These aren't just a few Israelites. We're probably talking about 3 to 3.5 million folks at this time. And they just continually doubt after they seeing everything that God has done. He's gone before them. They wiped out city after city and not lost a single soldier. But, oh, they have strong chariots. Their chariot wheels are made of iron. Ours are wood, you know. Oh.
Can you imagine the thought in Joshua and Caleb's head? Now, I know I'm not trying to take artistic license with this, but they're like, you know, the last time somebody came up and did this, we ended up taking a 40-year walk.
Yeah.
Like,
no. Yep. And I bet Joshua was thinking, oh, man, I wish Moses was still doing this job. Chapter 18, Book of Joshua. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there. The land was subdued before them. And they remained among the children of Israel 7 tribes which had not yet received their inheritance. Joshua said unto the children of Israel, how long are ye slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers hath given you? They're not even making any attempt to go and possess the land. Fear has come upon them. Give out from among you 3 men for each tribe, and I will send them, and they shall rise and go through the land and describe it according to the inheritance of them, and they shall come again to me. They shall divide it into 7 parts. Judah shall abide in their coast on the south. The house of Joseph shall abide in their coast on the north. Ye shall therefore describe the land into 7 parts and bring the description hither to me, that I may cast lot for you here before the Lord our God. But the Levites have no part among you, and the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance. And Gad and Reuben, half the tribe of Manasseh, have received their inheritance beyond the Jordan on the east, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave them. And the men arose and went away, and Joshua charged them. They went to describe the land, saying, go and walk through the land and describe it, and come again to me. The first surveying party. That I may here cast lots for you before the Lord in Shiloh. And the men went and passed through the land, described it by cities unto 7 parts in the book. And it came again to Joshua, to the host of Shiloh. Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord, and there Joshua divided the land unto the children of Israel according to their divisions. And the lot of the tribe of the children of Benjamin came up according to their family, and the coast of their lot came forth between the children of Judah, children of Joseph. And their border on the north side was from Jordan to the border that went up the side of Jericho on the north side, went up through the mountains westward, and goings out thereof were in the wilderness of Bethaven. And the border went out from thence toward Luz, to the side of the Luz, which is Bethel, southward. The border ascended to Ath-Roadar, near the hill that lieth on the south side, and Neth-Beth-Horon. And the border was drawn thence and compassed the corner of the sea southward, from the hill that lieth from Beth-Horon southward, and the goings out thereof were in Kirjath-Baal, which is Kirjath-Baal-Jearim. A city of the children of Judah. This was the west quarter. The south quarter was from the end of Kirjath-Jearim, and the border went out on the west and went out to the well of waters Neth-Tuah. And the border came down to the end of the mountains that lieth before the valley of the son of Hinnon, which is the valley of the giants on the north, and descended to the valley of Hinnon to the side of Jebshu on the south, and descended to En-Rogel, and was drawn from the north, and went forward to En-Shemesh, and went forward to Gilaloth, which is over against the goings up at Duman, and descended to the stone of Bohan, and the son of Reuben, passed along toward the side over against Arabath northward, and went down unto Arabath. And the border passed along to the side of Beth-Hogalah northward, and the ongoing outgoings of the border were at the north bay of the Salt Sea, at the south end of Jordan. This was the south coast, and Jordan was the border of it on the east side. This was the inheritance of the children of Benjamin by the coast thereof round about according to their families. Now the cities of the tribe of the children of Benjamin according to their families were Jericho and Beth-Hoglah and the valley of Keziz and Beth-Horabath and Zimran and Bethel and Avon and Perah and Ophrah and the Chepharhammonia, and Ophni, I need an award for saying that.
Yes,
one.
Yes.
I need an award for saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's a 7-syllable. She, Varaham, Moni, and I said it the same way 3 times in a row. And Ophni and Geba, 12 cities with their villages. Gibeon and Ramah and Beeroth and Mizpah and Chepharah and Moza and Rechem and Irpeel and Taralah and Zelah and Eleph and Jephshu, which is Jerusalem, Gibneatheth and Kirjath, 14 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Benjamin according to their families. Whew.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Chapter 19. And the second lot came forth to Simeon, even to the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families, and their inheritance was within the inheritance of the children of Judah. They had in their inheritance Beersheba and Sheba and Moladah and Hasrashula and Baal and Azam and Eliad and Bethuel and Horma and Ziklag and Beth-mar-Karboth and Hazruasha and Bilabo and Sheruhim, 13 cities in their villages. A-N, Rimmon, Ether, and Ashen, 4 cities in their villages, and all the villages that were round about these cities in Baalath-Beer, Ramath, and the south. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families. Out of the portion of the children of Judah was the inheritance of the children of Simeon, for the part of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore the children of Simeon had in their inheritance within the inheritance of them. So they cut out Judah. Judah was the biggest tribe, do you believe? They cut out a little bit too much land, and Simeon took a little portion of that. The third lot, which came up, the children of Zebulun, according to their families, and the border of their inheritance was unto Sarid. Their border went up toward the sea and Maralah, and reached to Dabhesheth, and reached to the river that is before Jokneam, and turned from Sarid eastward toward the sun rising unto the border of Chris-lo-Tabor, and then goeth out to Deberath, and goeth up to Japhia, and from thence passes on along the east to Githahephir and Ithacarzan, and goeth out to Rimmon-Mithar, to Nea, and the border compasseth on the north side to Hanathon, and the outgoings thereof are in the valley of Jiphtharel, and Ketah, and Nilalah, and Shimron, and Idalah, and Bethlehem, 12 cities, Bethlehem, 12 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Zebulun according to their families, these cities and their villages. And the fourth part came out to Issachar, with the children of Issachar according to their families. And their border was toward Jezreel, Chisuloth, and Shunem, and Haparim, and Shion, and Ananthareth, and Ribbeth, and Kishion, and Abez, and Remeth, and Engalim, and Inhadda, Beth-Paziz, and the coast reacheth to Tabor, and Hashizimah, and Beth Shemesh, and the outgoings of their border were at Jordan, 16 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Issachar, according to their families, the cities and their villages. And the fifth lot came out. Oh, we got 3 more. The tribe of children of Asher, according to their families, and their border was Helkath, and Haleh, and Beten, and Ashtaph, and Amalekamech, and Amad, and Mishilah, and Richeth, and Carmel westward, and to Shihorlaneth, and turneth toward the sun rising, and Beth Gadon, and reacheth to Zebulun, to the valley of Ziphthanel, toward the north side of Bethelech, and Neel, and goeth out to Cabel on the left side, and Hebron, and Rehob, and Haman, and Cana, even unto great Zidon. And on the coast turneth Ramah, and to the strong city Tyre, and the coast turneth to Hosha, and the outgoings thereof are at the sea from the coast of Achzib, Ummam also, and Ephek, and Rehob, 22 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Asher according to their families, these cities with their villages. The sixth lot came out of the children of Naphtali, even for the children of Naphtali according to their families. And their coast was from Hephla, from Elon, and Zanan, Mim, and Abamai, Nekib, and Zebneel, unto Lakem, and to the outgoings thereof were at Jordan. Then the coast turneth westward to Esnath Tabor, and goeth out from hence of Hukah, and reacheth to Zebulun on the south side, and reacheth to Asher on the west side, and to Judah on toward the sun rising. And the fenced cities of Zedom, Zer, Hamak, Rechemeth, Chinnereth, Adamah, Ramah, and Hazor, and Kadesh, and Eldorai, and Enhazor, and Iron, and Megla'il, Horam, and Beth-Neath, and Beth-Shemesh, 19 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, according to their families, the cities, and their villages. And the seventh lot came out, the tribe of the children of Dan. Dan was last. Nothing in this Bible is done by accident. Dan is a serpent. From his father Jacob's blessing, he would be a serpent that would spring up. And the Antichrist will come from the line of Dan, according to their families. And the coast of their inheritance was Zorah and Eshtaloh and Irish-Shemesh and Sheblabim, Agalon and Jethem and Elon and Timothy and Ekron and Elatik and Gibbethon and Baalath and Jehud and Benabidarak and Gath-Rimmon and Mijarkon and Rakon with the border before Japho. And the coast of the children of Dan went out too little for them. Therefore the children of Dan went up to fight against Lamish and took it and smote it with the edge of the sword and possessed it and dwelt thereon and called Lamish Dan after the name of Dan their father. You know, that's surprising there that they had the faith to go up and take the land, as we've seen three others didn't.
Mm-hmm.
This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families, these cities and their villages. When they had made an end of dividing the land for inheritance by their coast, the children of Israel gave an inheritance to Joshua the son of Nun among them. According to the word of the Lord, they gave him the city which he asked, even Timnath-Serah in Mount Ephraim, and he built the city and dwelt therein. These are the inheritance which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel divided for an inheritance by lot in Shiloh before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. So they made an end of dividing the country. Oh, that was laborious. Oh, my tongue will never be the same. And you know what? When you're reading this Bible, don't start at the beginning and try to go all the way through. You'll get into parts like this that will just bog you down and rattle your brain, twist your tongue, and cause you not to want to finish. Jump ahead. Read the wonderful storylines in here. Find out what it's all about. Get to the end and then go back and read the laborious parts. Leviticus, Deuteronomy, parts of Joshua. You know? Because you will find things there. Like those three tribes that did not follow God's law and put the people out. You know, they will be thorns in their sides forever. God said so. You've been here with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible Any Day in God's Words. A good day on 97.7 WVFF. I'm glad you could be here. Please catch up with us. Catch all the episodes on WVFFradio.com. You're going to hear some things you didn't hear in church. But I back it up. We back it up right here in black and white, right out of the Bible. It's there. It's between the lines. You look at every word. You look at every sentence. You take it back to the Hebrew when necessary to get the full understanding. It's been a good day to be with you. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Between the Lines. We hope you've gained a deeper understanding of God's Word and strengthened your faith in Jesus. Tune in again for more spiritual discoveries, 3 p.m. daily with David and Jonathan. Exclusively here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.